This is Melina from JSON, and you're listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys Podcast. I'm Mike Foley. First of all, sincere thanks to the roughly 1,100 listeners that donated to WCBE during our fall fundraiser. I'm not sure anybody really enjoys public radio fund drives, but we try to make them fun and interesting. The drives do provide a jolt of energy and inspiration for the staff here because of all the interactions we're able to have with volunteers that come in and answer phones, and certainly those of you making those calls and generously contributing to something we all believe and value, comprehensive news and eclectic music. So if you made a donation online, called it in, or dropped it by in person, thank you. An extra thanks to the volunteers who not only donated their time, but also their dollars. And for those of you that did not have a chance to donate, please consider doing so now online at wcbe.org. Every gift makes a difference in helping to make the content possible. Some exciting things coming up for Music Journeys. We'll be exploring the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum with CEO Greg Harris. We'll also take a music journey with Taranzo Cannon, who played here at 90.5 recently and has a great sound and story to tell. We'll also make an effort to highlight more local musicians because there's a ton of talent to explore right here in Central Ohio. And happy to report that Music Journeys can be found on TuneIn Radio, popular destination and content source for WCBE listeners. We're also working to make the podcast available on other platforms as well. On this episode, it's all about Melina Duterte, who performs as J-Som. You'll hear about her new release, Aniko, her inspirational message about change, and of course her responses to the Fast Five, which I think you'll enjoy. Melina Duterte, a.k.a. J-Som, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
This is Melina from J-Som, and this is my music journey.
In some ways, Melina Duterte's career has just begun. The 25-year-old has been recording and performing as J-Som since 2015, although the idea came a few years before that.
I actually started J-Som in high school. I think that moniker I came up with in 2012. I was like in class my senior year of high school, and I was like super bored trying to come up with it. And I was on like a baby name generator. And came out with that, and I thought it sounded really cool. And, I just kind of rolled with it. And I think my intention has always just been to make music for fun.
Duterte grew up in California's Bay Area with a family that loved music.
I grew up around a lot of like R&B and funk records from my dad, since he was a DJ in the 70s and the 80s. And my mom just loves music. She used to play guitar and she sings a lot. She does a lot of karaoke. So naturally, I wanted to like learn how to play music. And I started playing guitar when I was 8. And then I started writing and recording music when I was 12, and it's just been the same thing since.
Mm-hmm. Duterte quickly became part of a community of musicians through sites like MySpace and Bandcamp. She wrote, recorded, played, and produced just about everything on her first album, As J-Som, in 2017, and she has a similar workload on her latest release, Aniko.
This new record, Aniko, is basically just a snapshot of exactly what's going on in my life right now. It's definitely like a transitional period from getting off tour from the second record and how I've like been dealing with life and like sort of adulthood and making music my career. The lyrics are a little more simple, but it's definitely like it holds like deeper meaning for me, especially the title. That was like really inspired by my mother and what she calls me all the time because it translates to my child. And I feel like it kind of put this warm blanket over the record, which is really nice. But it's just kind of a record that's, I'm not making super bold statements, but the bold statement is that, I love making music. Nighttime Drive is the song that encapsulates like everything that I'm trying to talk about myself for the past 3 or 4 years now. It's kind of like a classic touring song, but it's more in a positive light. And there's lots of like inside jokes in it, but I'm trying to capture the feeling of like being on the road and being kind of road worn and feeling numb and kind of accepting that this is like your job. I feel like that's sort of the trajectory that I'm dealing with. It's just you're always on the road and you kind of feel like you're going towards something, but you don't know where it's leading to because you're just always going and going. And I think that's what it's like to be in this music industry. Devotion is clearly about wanting to change and not even being scared about changing, but kind of accepting it with wide open arms. I think I've been dealing with that word and what it means to me. It felt really nice to like write a song about just wanting this one thing.
What did you figure out? What does that word mean to you?
I think it's just like a never-ending quest to understand what change means. I think it can mean a bunch of things. I think it sort of goes into every facet of your life. It could be like a mental health thing or physical health. It could be within your relationships or with your family, with your friends. But most of all, I think the change is always within yourself. As corny as it sounds, it's true. I think you have to really work to change certain parts of yourself and not just modify your behavior, but change to be a better person. I think I wanted to be a little more refined for this one. The first record, I was always like, I don't care, that's fine, that sounds fine. And I kind of accept that things sounded bad, so I'd just do like one or two takes for each instrument. But for this record, this new one, I really made sure that every take I was playing sounded good. And I think music allows this space and freedom and I guess space for like solitude in a way that you can't get in the outside world. It can be this like really magical and like frustrating thing because it's not, I feel like it's just not common to be in this position where you're like signed to a label and you're touring all the time and you're the solo artist. You're not even in a band. So it's very isolating, but it is, I think, an extreme privilege to have this. And the fact that I can pay my rent now because of music, it means the world to me. And always writing music and recording it whenever I want to, I think that to me is like a dream come true.
We had one last bit of fun with Melina with the Fast Five. Here we go. The first song that you can remember hearing that you loved.
My Girl by The Temptations. I heard that from my dad. He would play the vinyl record from The Temptations, I think, like every Sunday. He just blasted it in the house.
That's fantastic. I have to share with you, my parents are in town from Florida, and that song, we sang at one of those karaoke festival type things. Mm-hmm. It was my mom, myself, and my brother, and I totally botched it, but that's a fun memory to have. Okay, how about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
I think the song that makes me feel the most nostalgic is probably... definitely a Death Cab for Cutie song. I'm going to say their title track from the album We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes. I try my best to keep my distance from your dress, but correspondence overturns convictions every time. My memory cannot recall a wave of alcohol, shared a cigarette and shaped me. Talking about the group that began to splinter, and now that album, We Have the Sex, and we're voting yes. It's probably like my favorite Death Cab for Cutie album ever. I think it came out in like 2002, but that was the first time I was like really introduced to them. And that was the album where I listened to it and I became so obsessed, and I wanted to learn how to make music. I wanted to learn how to record and write music from that record. So it holds a lot of weight and meaning.
That's great. How about the go-to song for you for dancing, or a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Definitely Got to Be Real by, what's her name? Is it Cheryl Lynn? I Got to Be Real. Yeah, I think it's Cheryl Lynn. That's my dancing song for sure. I love that. That's like a club hit. I think it just speaks for itself.
Absolutely. How about the song that makes you feel like working out, or, you know, kind of motivates you to do something? Motivator song.
Oh, motivator song. Let's see. What is a motivator song? I feel like maybe a Nirvana song. It's a little left field, but probably let's go with a Lithium. I love that one. That's like a, I'm going to go outside and walk with confidence.
Definitely. Okay, last one. The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Maybe, you know, since I was listening to her recently, an Angel Olsen song. I really love that Shut Up, Kiss Me song. It always makes me happy no matter what.
Melina Duterte, a.k.a. J-Som, performs Saturday night in Columbus at The Basement. And for those outside of Ohio, there are several dates coming up. So check out the tour schedule at jaysommusic.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-M music.com. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.